After being employed by the worst boss in history for 20 years, Hashem appears to Yaakov Avinu and he tells him, Shuv el Eretz Avasecha. It is time to gather your family and return to the land of your ancestors. So Yaakov calls a family meeting, and he takes Leah and Rachel out into the field, and he begins an extensive soliloquy, explaining why it was imperative for them to leave their father's house, the only home they've ever known. Yaakov tells them, I see your father's demeanor. V'hina enenu imar ketmal shilshon. His attitude is not like it was yesterday or the day before. I see the way he's treating me, and I realize that things are not the same. The situation is getting progressively worse every day. And after a long list of explanations of why they should go, Leah and Rachel agree to leave. And the question is, why did Yaakov have to go through this long, exhaustive monologue? The entire conversation could have been very simple. Hashem told me it's time to move on, end of story. And if it's the will of Hashem, they definitely would have complied. So years ago, during a chinuch convention, an administrator of a girls' school asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita whether it was appropriate for a male principal to tell a female student that her skirt was not covering her knees. And Rav Shmuel gave a very profound answer. In his amiable, gentle style, he said, speak to the heart, not to the knee. What he meant was, don't impose, don't insist. Explain to them the significance of conducting yourself with modesty. It seems that this piece of advice is not only effective for teenagers who might be at risk if dealt with too harshly. It's great advice when speaking to anyone in general. If a parent or a teacher wants their child or student to do something or behave in a certain way, it is not proper to coerce them to do it, even if you have the ability to do so. Even if you have the means to dictate in absolute terms, this is the way I want it done, my way or the highway, it is still not a proper approach. Rather, you should try to convince them logically and appeal to their own intellect of what you want done, in order that they be motivated to come to the same conclusion on their own. And this is far superior than forcing them to do something against their will. Because the minute you leave the house or the school year ends, or they get married and live in their own home, they will stop doing it. If your child is only doing certain things because you are pressuring them to do so and not of their own volition, and you don't explain to them why it needs to be done in this manner, your intimidation tactics might be effective in the short term, but it will definitely not endure. The proof is Yaakov's lengthy explanation to his wives. If there was ever a justifiable case to compel someone to do something, it would be right here in this situation. Yaakov could have been very blunt. Listen up, Hashem said, the end. Nevertheless, Yaakov felt compelled to gently persuade Rachel and Leah in order that they agree willingly with his plan of action. There's an important educational point to be advanced there. When we talk to our children and engage their heart, they will realize that the Torah is not a rule book. It's not a book of restrictions and limitations. Torah, from the word Hara, our guide. Torah mitzvahs are here for our benefit, a guide on how to get the most pleasure out of life. When Shabbos is beautifully decorated with nice decor and delicious food, pleasant conversation and great camaraderie, then the many boundaries are happily accepted. And Shabbos is not viewed by our children as just 39 random restrictions or 39 obstacles or a long 25 hours without a smartphone. When appealing to their own intellect and understanding, then the word of Hashem is not perceived as being at odds with what they already know to be true. And then they will come to the realization that Torah mitzvahs are really there for their ultimate benefit. Rabbi Aryeh Levin was known as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. A story is told that he sensed that a teenager from the neighborhood was constantly trying to evade him. So one day, while walking on the street, he quickened his pace and caught up to this boy. And he told him, young man, how are you? How's everything? And the boy tells him, Rabbi, I've been avoiding you because, as you know, I grew up in a religious home and I'm no longer observant. And I even took off my yarmulke. And I was so embarrassed to be engaged by the rabbi. That's why I've been dodging you. So Rabbi Levine turns to the boy and he says, you know I'm a short man. I cannot see what's on your head. I can only see what's in your heart. So please, talk to my heart. And the boy was so taken aback, and he started turning his life around. So talk to the heart and not to the knee. Talk to the heart and not to the yarmulke. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.